Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him, who count on him, who are seeking him to know him. Those who do seek him to know him are learning. Great things are happening in their lives. And when you seek the Lord to know him, you learn things you can't learn any other way. And it's surprising some of the things that he'll teach you and give you. Understanding. And I thank God for every lesson he's taught me. Everything he showed me. Jesus once said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Some people can't appreciate. They will not appreciate the holy things of God. And to tell them something that they won't appreciate, they'll scoff at it. Just like a swine would. You know, he doesn't want pearls. He don't want nothing nice. He wants mud and roots and old corn or something that he can eat. And that's all he wants. He don't want any better. Giving him a bath is futile. So there are people the same way. And there are stages in people's lives when they're receptive and also when they're not. And whatever God gives me, I pay attention to his guidance. And I know what to say to who by the Holy Spirit. Just like he gave me knowledge in the first place, he also gave me instructions to deliver that knowledge to where it should go and also to where it shouldn't go. People are unique in that way. And the enemy sets people up to fail. And the only thing that can get people out of the rut that Satan has captured them in by their own devices, you know, he entices you with things that you would want and keep people, you know, that's how he keep people interested in the world or trapped by the world. He lured them in there, and then once they're doing things his way, he gains a measure of control in their lives. It's just like a man hijacking an airplane. He hijacked people's lives. And it starts off their will by default through deception. And it ends up a trap that they can't spring. And the things of the world weaken you. And if you ever wonder why people go along with false prophets and false doctrines, it's because they weaken the people. They preach lies in the name of truth. And they have people think in a certain way. And this kind of doubt is a fiery dart. It's dangerous to your future, to your life, to your interest. But the things of God is safe. The things of God produce life in you. The things of the world, everything of the world weakens your life and attaches your life to Satan and his nasty will. So not only do people get stuck in deception and forms of doubt and unbelief, and they can't prosper, but the deception causes them to spit out the things that's good and devalue the things that's priceless. Everlasting life is priceless. Everlasting life is better than anything you can possess on this side of heaven. If you have everlasting life, you're going to be able to grow and thrive. But without everlasting life, you get thrown in hell. A place where you can't prosper. A place where you can't grow. A place nobody wants to be at. And they can't get out. And people are deceived so bad that they, you know, the enemy has a lie for every person. He has a lie to get you in trouble. There are people who serve the devil on purpose. There are musicians that make a deal with him. That's the stupidest thing a man can ever do. And you hear about them making deals with the devil. And they sell their soul. They don't even know what they're doing. Either they hate God so much, or they don't know what they're doing. And people that take the mark of the beast are doing the same thing. Now, people who take the mark of the beast, they can't go to heaven. And people who sell their soul to the devil, that's the dumbest thing you could ever do. I don't know of anybody who, I don't know what happened, whether they can get out of it or not. I believe you can. Because you got to be, you don't have the information. If you knew what you was doing, you wouldn't do that. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. And people who do things like that, they cast down what's holy, what's good, and what's pure to live a rotten life. And they are not without punishment. And, you know, the things of this world are so deadly and so elusive. You can't always detect it till you try to start doing right. And then you find out this, you know, there's a great warfare going on. In my life, I spent 19 years. I was almost 20 when I got saved, but I spent the greater part of my 19 years as a sinner. In my everyday life, things seemed all right. Nothing was, you know, I didn't know about the warfare. I didn't know how. I knew that was God, and I knew that was Satan, but what I heard about Satan, I wasn't going to trust him on purpose. Not on purpose. And I didn't get saved because I wanted to make sure I do right. I didn't know that you get a new heart. I didn't know that you grow in power. I didn't know God's ways. And I didn't know what I was rejecting. Because I knew to get saved, but I didn't get saved. When you don't get saved, that's rejecting Jesus. And when you do get saved, you're honoring God. You're receiving Jesus. You're receiving a new heart, a new life. You're receiving the kindness and goodness of God. You're receiving everlasting life, the knowledge of God, His peace, and great joy. All in one decision. A man on the street that hear about Jesus and get saved, he's homeless. He has nowhere to go. No family. He's alone. He owns very little. And he's homeless and he's on the street. Now he just got saved. He's going to live forever and thrive in life. He's going to learn whatever it is he don't know. But everlasting life begins the moment he first believed. And he can start healing on the inside and start making better decisions. And he can come off the streets. Now, the CEO of a prime company somewhere that refused to know God, he thinks his illusion is that he's on top of the world. He's the best there is. He's in good shape. He has a good job. He has a family. He has money in the bank. He can do whatever he wants. And he can buy whatever he wants. Literally whatever he wants. Even people. But he's empty. And if he didn't make the decision to be saved, to believe on Jesus and obey him, when he dies, he loses everything. And his soul belongs to hell. He's in Satan's kingdom and don't know it. And when people tell him about Jesus, he threatened to fire him or demote him. That's just like a pig throwing, you know, giving pearls to a swine. It don't work. And now he's in trouble, and he doesn't know it. He think he's first class. And people treat him that way. The illusion, you know, people get out of his way. They treat him with, they look to him with great respect. He gets to travel first class. He gets to do things that others don't. If he goes to a football game, he sits in the box. And people know his name, and they give him their cards, and they want to contact him so he can give them a job or somebody they love a job. So all these things, they work together to trap you. And when people think that you have something, and they treat you different, respecting persons, all illusion. And one day he may step over the man that just got saved that's living in the street. He may walk around him. But the man without anything, but salvation is better off. The things of God, they can cause you to have the same success that God has and enjoys. If you start, the faster we believe on Jesus and obey him, the more we can accomplish in life, and the better decisions we make. We have to make daily decisions. We make decisions all the time. And when that happens, as we do, if we are in Christ, we make the purest decisions, or we can make the purest decisions. And fear falls off your life. As you grow, things fall off your life that's not of God. Unbelief falls off your life. You learn how not to doubt. You start resisting the things that's killing you. That's killing you slowly. And you start doing better and better, and you start thriving and going forward. Now, all of these things is to help us understand what God is doing. Those who value life prosper. And the Lord is on your side to help you do even greater. He loves us, and he cares about us, and he's going to help us do all to stand. See, the Lord helps us to do these things. We're not alone. We're not without him. We're not without guidance. When I first got saved, I used to think that I had to just do the best I could. I didn't even know God would talk to me. I didn't know he would guide me. And then as I found out that he will, when I was about to make major decisions, he'd say something, or he'd do something so that I could live better. And I didn't listen to him. I had to learn to listen to him. But I learned to listen to him. That's why I confess, continue, that I will do all that's in his heart. I don't want to do things haphazardly. I want to do everything God say do, because I value his knowledge and his wisdom, his speech, his word. And he has helped me to understand so many wonderful things, and I desire to know him even more. God is good, folks. His mercy endures forever. His kindness. Brother Horton said his chesed, which means everything. His goodness towards us. He loves us. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, doing his perfect will, seeking him out, expect to learn the best things in life. There are no foolish questions when you love God. When you love God, you're going, whatever question you ask him, he can answer. He's on your side. He's trying to help you. And when you reach out to do like him, you appreciate the things of God. I want you to know him and seek him and understand him. Receive the pearls that God give you. Receive the knowledge, the instruction. And it would, the light, as you receive more light will be given. And measure it big. Measure it big. You can count on the things that God is saying. Measure it big. Because the way you measure, it'll be measured back to you. And the way you see God affects the way that you will operate. Do all to stand because God loves us. He's here to help you heal and grow. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.